Welcome to this first demo of the Xbox One, of course the game console from Microsoft. And in this first demo, what I'll actually be doing is just outlining firstly the main features of the Xbox One, and then going through what you get in the box, a physical description of the Xbox One, a physical description of the Xbox One controller, how you set the Xbox up physically, going through the setup process, which at the moment of this recording is not available via the built-in screen reader narrator. Getting to the home screen of the Xbox after that initial setup without speech running, and then how to turn on narrator. Going through navigating the home screens, looking at the ease of access center, how you access apps including games, etc., etc., etc. Some of the main features, of course, of the Xbox One. Funny enough, you can play Xbox One games either online, downloaded to the Xbox, or via a game CD inserted into the Xbox One itself. You've got backward compatibility with Xbox 360 games. You've got the Xbox Live player community, and you can play movies, TV shows, music, and of course apps, i.e. general apps, such as Netflix, which is currently not accessible as of this recording, Skype, which is accessible, the weather app, which is accessible, etc., and of course games. And at the moment, I don't know of any blind-friendly games, but as a parent who is blind, it means that I can actually tell what my boys are doing and sharing on the Xbox. Hence why I feel it is important that narrator is so accessible at the moment on the Xbox One. Now, it is suggested that if you're going to be using the Xbox with narrator, i.e. the built-in screen reader, that you use it in combination with not only the Xbox One controller, but also a USB plug-in QWERTY keyboard, because then you can take advantage of the full Windows 10 narrator experiences with navigating the Xbox screens, as well as using the controller. And I'll go through this in a minute, but basically, if you want to plug in a USB QWERTY keyboard, it's the front USB port on the bottom left-hand side of the Xbox One console itself. So in the box, you get the following items, of course. Funnily enough, you get the Xbox One, and for my demonstrations, I actually purchased the Xbox One 500GB version. You get one Xbox One controller, two AA batteries for the Xbox One controller, a HDMI cable to plug the Xbox One into your TV set. And there was a couple of different bits of paper, and I'm assuming one of them was a getting started guide for the Xbox One. And of course, lots of times when you buy these consoles, you get promos. And I got a promo redeem codes for several things, including Minecraft in my particular one that I purchased here in Australia. Okay, so let's get to a physical description of the Xbox One itself. I've currently got it here sitting on the desk in front of me. And it's currently facing me. So on the front face of the Xbox One, on the left-hand side, you've got a CD slot. And of course, in there, you can insert a game CD, a DVD, a Blu-ray CD, and also a music CD. And you'll notice when you push in the CD that the Xbox One will actually take or grab hold of the CD and pull it in. And to eject a CD, to the right of the actual slot, you've got a round little button that you press, and that'll eject the CD out of the Xbox One. If I come directly across to the right-hand side of the front panel of the Xbox One, I've got a little round button that you can actually feel, because the button itself is smooth and the front panel of the Xbox One is got a slightly tactile, has got a tactile feeling to it. That's the button that you use to power on and off the Xbox One. Now, if I come back to the left hand, right down to the bottom, just in from the left hand, there's a USB port. And that's where I said you can plug in a USB QWERTY keyboard to use it with the built-in screen reader narrator. That's where you can also plug in the controller if you wish, so that you don't have to go through so many batteries on your controller. You can plug the controller via a micro USB cable into that USB port as well. And if I come so on the same plane down the bottom and come right over to the right and then back to the left a little bit, I've got a button, and that's a pairing button for accessories. And unlike the Xbox button, which is flush with the case, this button actually sticks out a little bit, so it's easier to locate. So that's the front panel of the Xbox One. The left and right hand sides of the Xbox One don't have any controls or ports on them at all. So let me just pick it up and turn it around. Pull it back down again. So I currently got the back of the Xbox One now facing me. So on the left hand side, we've got the connector for the power port, a 2-pin connector. So coming over to the right of the power port, we've got HDMI out, of course, where you plug in the Xbox One to your TV set. Then we've got a HDMI in port. And when I've got mine set up, I've actually got my digital set-top box plugged in to that particular HDMI in port, so that I can use live TV to watch my digital set-top box via the Xbox One. And to the right of that again is a USB 3 port. And that's actually where you can actually use the USB connection to your Xbox One controller. And then to the right of that again, we've got another USB 3.0 port. Then we've got a little round IR port. And then we've got a little square optical out port, our good old standard network Ethernet port. Then to the right of the Ethernet network port, you've got a little rectangular slot, and that's used as a locking mechanism for the Xbox One. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to go and plug the Xbox One back into power, stick in the HDMI in port, the HDMI out port, and we'll be ready to go with the description, and we're ready to go turning it on after I've given you a physical description of the Xbox One controller itself. Okay, so that's the Xbox One plugged in. And while I was actually doing that, I also plugged in my USB QWERTY keyboard into the front left-hand port, USB port of the Xbox One, of course. All right, so I've got the controller in my hand as I was actually playing a game. Now, if I spin it back towards me, so the handles are now facing away from me, if I come to the middle of the controller, on the bottom closest towards me, I can pull off the battery compartment door, and I'll just explain which way the actual batteries go, and I'm just taking the batteries out. So I'm not going to worry about positive and negative. I'm going to worry about the flat and the pointy in bit, all right, just for the sake of description. So the first battery that you put in, which is going to be the furthest away from you, being horizontal, the flat end will be to the left. So I'll put that one in now. And then the battery closest to you in the front slot will be with the flat end to the right. Then you just take the cover and then slide it back in onto the case, and it clips in. I'm actually just going to turn it over, so now I've got the handles again facing me. All right, so let me just go for a physical description of the Xbox One controller, starting from the front. So on the left-hand side at the front, towards the bottom, you've got the left trigger, which actually does feel like a trigger. And then above that, you've got the left bumper. If I press it then, that's a left bumper. And then if I come into the middle, I've got two items. I've got one little round button, which is a pairing button. Then to the right of that, I've got a micro USB port. And of course, that's where I use it to plug in the controller to the Xbox One, i.e. that front USB port on the left-hand side, so I can save my power using batteries all the time. And if I come across to the right-hand edge at the front, of course, I've got the right trigger. And right above that, I've got the right bumper. All right, so if I come to the top front face of the actual Xbox One controller itself, right smack bang in the middle, I've got a nice round button, and that's the Xbox button. And it'll become clear what that's actually used for when we get onto talking about the Xbox itself. And then if we sort of come below that and roughly going from left to right, because they're not quite in a line, on the left-hand side, I've got a joystick, which I can push up, down, left, right, and also click it in. And then to the right of that, I've got two round small buttons. And just for information, the Xbox One was practically flush with the case. All the other buttons on the remote actually stand out from the case. So the left-hand button is the view button, and the right-hand button is the menu button. So just to orientate you, if I come back up to the top face of the Xbox One, of the controller, and find the round Xbox button, i.e. flush with the case, come straight down, my fingers now between, to the left would be the view button, and to the right would be the menu button. And then if I come across to the right-hand side of the front face of the controller, I've got a D-pad. And of course, the D-pad has the A, B, X, and Y buttons on them. That, of course, you use to control games and navigation on the Xbox One. And the primary ones that we're interested in is the bottom one of the D-pad, which is the A, and then the one to the right of that is B. So B is usually for coming back out of something, and A is used to activate something. All right, so if I come down to the bottom left-hand front face again of the actual controller itself, on the left-hand side, we've got a cursor cross, which is basically up, down, left, right, and there's just one big button. So unlike the D-pad, which is separate four little buttons, the cursor cross is just like that. It's a cross or one button that you press up, down, left, and right. And then to the right of the cursor cross, we've got another joystick, which is the right joystick. And I can push it up, down, left, right, and click it in. And then at the back edge of the Xbox One controller, of course, we've got the handles that I'm currently holding onto on either side. And they're actually slightly, compared to the rest of the case, are actually quite tactile, sort of to help you sort of grip onto the handles a bit. Then we come into the back facing edge. On the left hand side, I've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, which you can actually use to plug in headphones. And in actual fact, when I'm going to be doing the demo of using the radio on the Xbox One, I'm actually going to plug my mixer into that 3.5mm headphone jack, and you'll be able to hear what I'm doing on the Xbox One with Narrator. It also means I don't need to turn the TV on to get sound, because the sound will come out through the controller. And it also means that I can also sit in my lounge room right away from the Xbox One, plug in my headphones and listen to live TV via the Xbox, because being a blind person, I don't need to see the TV screen. That's plugged in the Xbox One. And then to the right of the 3.5mm headphone jack, we've got a connection that you can use to connect headsets and other items to. It's quite a wide rectangular slot. Just a recap on physically setting up the Xbox itself. So you plug the power cable into the power port of the Xbox One, and the other end, of course, into the PowerPoint. You then plug the HDMI cable in from the HDMI out into your TV set from the Xbox One. And of course, you have to have the TV set to the correct HDMI channel. And as I said, I've also done on mine into HDMI in, HDMI cable coming from my digital set-top box into the Xbox One itself. And then if this is your initial setup process, you turn on the Xbox One via that round flush button on the right-hand side of the Xbox, and that will turn on the Xbox, and you'll actually hear a tone when you turn on the Xbox. All right, when setting up the Xbox One, as I mentioned previously, you will need sighted assistance, because during the setup process, you will not have the built-in screen reader and narrator, as far as I can tell, to assist with the setup process. And at the moment, officially as of this recording, the language support for Australia is not currently available for narrator. So when you're setting up the Xbox, choose your country, if you're in Australia, as Australia, and the language as United States, UK, or Canada. Then you'll get the synthesizer running for that language with narrator. Now, when I was setting up the Xbox One, I was setting it up with my son. So we basically went through the following steps that we talked together with going through the setup process. So here we go. Here's a bit of a long list. There's about 19 to 20 items. Okay, so as I said, you turn on the Xbox to turn it on. You then turn on the controller via the Xbox button on the controller itself. And of course, I said that was the flush button in the middle and the top face of the Xbox controller. And then after you've turned the controller on, you'll then basically get instructions. I believe my son pressed the A button to get things moving with the installation. First thing you do is select language, and then we set the regional language. We then connected to my home Wi-Fi network. And this point, to save my son using the on-screen keyboard with the controller, which I should say once you've used Narrator is accessible, I plugged in the QWERTY USB keyboard and my son just basically typed in the password and hit the enter key to put in our password for our home Wi-Fi network. We then selected the country location for the store content, and of course in my case that was Australia. And then we were prompted to update the Xbox, so we of course said yes. The Xbox updated itself and then restarted. We then had to set our time zone. Of course, being here in Australia, just north of Sydney, I set my time zone to Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne. We set some power saving options. I signed in to my Microsoft account that I already had. And basically, I'll just jump forward a little bit here. When we got everything set up and running, then my boys designed their own avatar to use with the Xbox One. Then we selected privacy settings. We assigned the game tag, customized colors, and then we arrived at the Xbox home screen itself. Okay, so here we are at the home screen of the Xbox One. Now, since you've probably had a sighted person setting up the Xbox, you don't currently have speech. Now, the way to toggle it on, hold down the Xbox One button on the controller and press the menu button, and that will toggle on narrator. So if I do that now, holding the Xbox One button till it vibrates, that's vibrated, and I'm going to press the menu button on the controller.
Starting narrator.
And I've got narrator running, and we're ready to rock and roll using the screen reader narrator on the Xbox One. Okay, so here we are at the home screen of the Xbox One. Now, if I press the up arrow key, because I just cheated and pressed the down arrow key, so I can actually hear the first item that you'll hit when you go into the Xbox One.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
So that's on now, and the recently played item that I just used was games and apps. And if I press my down arrow on the controller.
ABC News. Recently played section button. 1 of 4.
Okay, recently played section 1 of 4. And the first one was ABC News, as in ABC in the United States. If I press down arrow again.
One guide. Recently played section button. 2 of 4.
Okay, that's one guide. That's my live TV that I use to listen to the digital set-top box and other content.
Weather. Recently played section button. 3 of 4.
Okay, that's weather. 3 of 4. And one more down again.
Netflix. Recently played section button. 4 of 4.
Okay, and Netflix. Now, of course, I did say that was not accessible for a person who is blind relying on narrator. However, it is completely accessible for my sighted voice. All right, so if I press down again.
Cortana, pin section button. 1 of 14.
Okay, so it said Cortana, pin section 1 of 14. And the pin section is where you can actually pin items that you want to use all the time by quickly jumping to it. And this is in a grid. So the first row is basically 8 across. So I'm on Cortana at the moment. If I press right arrow.
Skype. Pin section button. 2 of 14.
Okay, now if I go back to the left.
Cortana. Pin section button. 1 of 14.
And I press down arrow.
Minecraft. Xbox One Edition. Pin section button. 9 of 14.
Okay, that's the next row down. 9 of 14. And I won't go through all the items at the moment. Now, the really cool thing about this particular item here, going from on now down to the pin section, is if I press the left trigger on the controller.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
I've jumped straight to the top. If I press the right trigger.
Cortana. Pin section button. 1 of 14.
I've just jumped down to the bottom. So that's really, really handy for jumping top and bottom. Now let me go back to the top by pressing the left trigger.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
That's the stuff in the middle of the screen with the recent items, and I believe the pin section's down the bottom. Now there's also a vertical tiled section that's basically in 4 categories. So if I press the up arrow key again on now.
Home section, 1 of 4, selected.
Okay, that tiled area is split up into 4 sections. So we've got home. If I press the right arrow.
Community section, 2 of 4, selected.
Okay, that's the community section. If I press right arrow again.
One guide section, 3 of 4, selected.
That's the one guide section. And if I press one more time.
Store section, 4 of 4, selected.
Okay, that's the store section. Now for each one of those 4 headings, the tiles change. All right, so if I go back to the left.
One guide section. 3 of 4.
And you can hear the selected. Sound saying that it's changed.
Community section, 2 of 4. Home section, 1 of 4. Selected.
Okay, so let me go down.
On now. Games and apps.
So
recently
home,
played section button.
Because I just moved to it.
1 of 1.
On now. If I press cursor right.
My games and apps. My games and apps section button. One of one.
So my games and apps is also under home. If I press right arrow again.
Got something to share? Button.
Now you heard that sound change. That means I'm now in the community section, i.e. community achievements, etc. So if I press the up arrow now.
Community section, 2 of 4.
Okay, that's what selected. We're currently on now. So let me press down arrow to go back down again.
Got something to share? Button.
So I got something to share. If I press the right arrow key again.
Clips button.
That's clips. That's still under community.
Refresh button.
Refresh button.
Button.
A button's not labeled at the moment.
Home. Headline okay. Section button.
There we heard the sound.
One
again.
Of five.
So we're now under one guide. So if I press up arrow.
One guide section.
There's one guide.
3 of 4.
All right.
Selected.
Press down.
Home. Headline section
home
button.
As in the movie home.
One of five.
Because one guide's all about your entertainment, basically. So I press right arrow.
The Lego movie.
The Lego movie.
Headline section button. 2 of 5.
And you can tell these are headlines, 2 of 5. Now, I should say there's actually stuff under each one of these as well. I'm just not pressing down at the moment. So I press right arrow again.
Turbo. Headline section button. 4 of 5.
Okay, turbo, 4 of 5. Now, that said turbo, 4 of 5. So because I've only got 4 items, because if I press one more at the moment.
NBA 2K17.
I've heard the sound.
Take the game to new heights.
In the store.
So headline section up, button. Store section.
There's the store
4
section.
Of 4.
If I press
selected.
Down.
NBA 2K17.
Left with the left arrow.
Turbo.
There's turbo.
Headline section button. 4 of 5.
Okay, so I want to hear the 5th item in the headlines. I'm just going to press the down arrow from turbo.
The Smurfs 2. Headline section button. 5 of 5.
So that's the 4 sections that you can literally arrow across and you can hear the sounds of them. Or you can go to those headings at the top and whatever one you navigate to, when you press down arrow, you'll be in the appropriate section. So I'll just show you how that works. So let me press up.
Turbo. One guide section. 3 of 4.
Okay, so
selected.
That was one guide because we're currently coming up from Smurfs, Turbo, and the top, which is one guide. So if I press left now.
Community section.
So we have the
2 of 4.
That's community.
Selected.
If I press down now.
Got something to share? Button.
Okay, got something to share. So that's the first item under community. If we wanted to go back to the store, press up arrow.
Community section. 2 of 4.
Press
selected.
Right.
One guide section. 3 of 4. Store section. 4 of 4. Selected.
Okay, and press down.
NBA 2K17.
Okay, and there's the store.
Take
area.
The game to new heights.
Now, no
headline
matter where you
section
are on
button.
The home screen.
1 of 1.
You can press the Xbox button on the controller. That's the one in the middle top face. To go back to on now, as in the middle of the screen, if you like. So I'm going to press that button now on the controller.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button.
So on now.
One of one.
Now, if I press down arrow.
ABC News.
Here's my ABC.
Recently played section button.
If I press the right trigger.
One of four.
Down to the pin section.
Cortana. Pin section button. 1 of 14.
Okay, and I'm going to press the left trigger to jump back to the top.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Okay, now remember I said there was other items under each one of those particular items, i.e. home, community, one guide, and store. So let me write her across once. Now we're currently in home still.
My games and apps. My games and apps section button.
So that's
1 of 1.
Games and apps. That's the apps that I've installed onto the Xbox. And if I press down now.
Have a question? Visit help for answers. Primary featured section button.
Okay, press down again.
Minecraft collection. Primary featured section button. 1 of 2.
Okay, now if I press up.
Have a question? My games and apps.
And
my games and apps
arrow.
Section button. Got something to share? Button.
Okay, so I heard the switch sound, so now we're in the community. So I press down now.
Achievement. Stal 83. Unlocked an achievement. January 12th. 2017,
so
Flawless Free Flow Fighter,
accidentally
Batman,
my son's
Arkham Asylum,
get rid of
3 likes, an anime, hit clip creator, upload
yeah,
studio,
as well.
Achievement, Stal 83,
et cetera.
Unlocked
so
an achievement,
so back up
an
right.
Anime, achievement, got something to share? Button.
Okay, now if I go across.
Clips button. Refresh button. Button. Home.
Now you heard the sound.
Headline
so
section button.
One guide. So the first one was
one
home.
Of five.
There's the home movie again. Press down.
Live TV. Watch now button.
Okay, that's my live TV button. So if I activate that now, we'll actually hear my digital set-top box play one of the channels that it's currently sitting on. I won't do that at the moment. Press down again.
Next Gen Replays, NFL, Discover App Channels section button.
Okay, et cetera, et cetera.
1 of 5.
All right, so while we're navigating around the home screen, let me show you another quick way of moving around between those four items of home, community, one guide, and store. So again, I'm going to press the Xbox button on the controller once.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. One of one.
The left and right bumpers will actually go through those four sections. So at the moment, we're on now, i.e. home. So I press the right bumper.
Got something to share?
That's first button. Item in community. I press the right bumper again.
Home. Headline section button.
That's home, the movie.
One of five.
Guide. Press the right bumper again.
NBA 2K17. Take the game to new heights.
And that's the store.
Headline right. Section button.
Press the left bumper.
Home.
First
headline
item
section button. Got something to share?
First item in community.
But on now. Games and apps.
On now. First
recently
item
played section button.
Home.
One of one.
Now, if you want to particularly browse the store, for example, if I go to store, I'm just going to press the right bumper 3 times.
One, got something to share? Home.
2, 3.
NBA 2K17.
And then
take
I
the
press
game to new heights.
Down arrow.
Happy Dungeons. Featured. Featured section button. 1 of 4.
Now I'll get back to that featured section 1 of 4 in a tick. If I press down again.
Browse games.
There's browse games.
Button. Browse
again,
apps.
Browse apps.
Button. Browse movies.
Browse movies.
Button.
Down again.
Browse TV.
Browse TV.
Button.
And finally.
Browse music.
Browse
button.
Music. Now again, I can also still use the right and left trigger to jump to the top and the bottom. So if I press the left trigger.
NBA 2K17.
Top.
Take the game to new heights.
I press the right trigger.
Headline. Browse games. Button.
That jumps down to browse games. I press it again.
Browse music.
It's jumped
button
down to the bottom to browse music. Now let me just go back up to where it said favorite. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
Browse TV. Browse movies. Browse apps. Browse games. Featured.
So this featured.
Featured section button. 1 of 4.
And it said 1 of 4. So if I press the right arrow.
Search.
There's search.
Search section button. 2 of 4.
Okay, there's a search section. Press the right arrow again.
Memberships. Membership section button. 3 of 4.
Okay, there's memberships. Press the right arrow again.
Use a code. Use a code section button.
Use a code section. So
4 of 4.
If I wanted to activate search and search for anything on the store, I press the left arrow.
Memberships. Search. Search section
I'll
button.
Come back to search. And as of anything on the home screen or anything I want to activate, I press the A button on the controller.
Store window, search, editing, control plus E.
Okay, so I'm the search item. Now if I press the down arrow.
H.
Okay, I'm now on the on-screen keyboard. So I press up arrow.
Y. 6.
And this on-screen keyboard is laid out as a QWERTY keyboard style. So if I press left arrow.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. White smiling face.
Okay, that's the first item in the first row. If I press the right arrow key.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Backspace.
That's the backspace. That's the right hand of the first row. If I press down arrow.
Cursor right.
That's cursor right. If I press left arrow.
P.
And P.
O. I. U. Y. T. R. E. W. Q.
Q. Left arrow one more time.
Cursor left.
That's cursor left. If I press down arrow again.
Caps lock.
That's caps lock. Press right arrow.
Z.
Z. Thank you very much. Right again.
X.
C.
C.
V.
V.
B.
B.
N.
N.
M.
M.
Comma.
Comma.
Period.
Period.
Question mark.
Question mark. Search.
Search button. Okay, that's search. That's the last item on that third row. If I press down arrow again. I'm not going to go. If I press left arrow.
Question mark.
And I press down.
Speak text.
That's speak text of what I've already inputted into the field. If I press left arrow.
Space.
Space.
Start dictation.
Start dictation. I've had my proper headset plugged in.
Caps lock.
And we've come back over to caps lock. And of course, the way to activate any of these items is again to press the A button. So if I wanted to search for goat, as in goat simulator, because my boys love it apparently, I'm going to press up arrow.
Cursor left.
And across to the right.
Q.
I've gone 2 for upside down.
A.
And across.
S. D. F. G.
I'm going to press A button on G.
G.
And then O, press up arrow.
T.
And go across with the right arrow.
Y. U. I. O.
And press A.
O.
As in the A button. And we want A.
L.
So come down a line and go to the left.
K. J. H. G. F. D. S. A.
And press the A button.
A.
And then up arrow.
Q.
Cross the T.
W. E. R. T.
And press A button.
T.
And then we'll come down
G,
to
B.
That row, which is the B.
N.
Cross.
M. Comma. Period. Question. Search.
And press the A button on search.
Search. Busy. 0% progress bar.
Hiding keyboard.
Type all types. 1 of 1. Busy. 0% progress bar.
0% progress bar. Is it searching? And if I press the down arrow key now.
Goat Simulator installed button. 1 of 4.
Okay, so Goat Simulator told me it's already installed. I press down arrow again.
Goat Year 2016 price $6.99. Button.
Okay, so
1 of 5.
Tells me the price. So I press the right arrow.
Doom Year 2005 Doom price year. $4.99. Button.
Right arrow again.
Goat's Year 2013 price and $4.99.
So I press
button.
A button.
3 of 5.
And buy the app and it gets downloaded to the Xbox. All right, so let me press the B button on the controller to go back, of course.
Busy. Search. Editing Goat. Control plus E.
Okay, so Y. You can hear a bit of extra text there. I'm going to press the B button again.
Hiding keyboard.
Now, even though it hasn't talked, it should have come back to the search item on that favorites area. So I'm going to press left arrow. And it's not talking to me, so we'll just wait. Sometimes I find when I press the cursor keys, if the system's still busy, nothing actually happens. I'm going to press the right arrow again.
Button search landmark.
Oh, there we go. So that was search landmark. Now press left arrow.
Featured button.
And there's the featured button. So I press down.
Search. Editing Goat. Control plus E.
So I can actually go back in and actually do a research. Press down again.
Goat's movie. 4 of 7.
Oh, Goat's movie? My goodness me. Now that said 4 of 7, so I'm going to go left.
The Men Who Stare at Goat's Movie. 3 of 7.
Men Who Stare at Goat's Movie, etc., etc. That's very weird. So I basically wanted to show you the on-screen keyboard. And I'll go into more detail in another demo about getting apps and so on. So again, for the moment, I'm just going to press the Xbox button on the controller to go back to on now.
Hide home window. On now. Store. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Okay, so you can tell on now, as in our most recent item, is actually the store, because that's where you just were. Now, the other bit of this home screen that I have not touched is the guide, and that's actually to the left of the 4 items, home, community, one, guide, and store. So if I press the left arrow.
Guide for Groovy or Comet 50 window, friends tab, 1 online, 2 of 8. Selected.
So one guide actually has 8 tabbed sections. We're on the second one, friends. If I press the up arrow to go to the first tab.
Sign in tab. 1 of 8. Selected. 1 signed in.
And that's the sign in tab. Now, normally, because I've got my account signing in automatically, I could go in there now and actually then just put in my password to sign in manually. But I've got mine set up so that when the Xbox starts up, it signs in automatically. Basically, the way you navigate for those 8 tabs is to press the down arrow on the controller.
Friends tab. So 1 online.
Friends tab.
2 of 8. Selected.
And if you want to see, you want to go to the left for the friends.
Find someone button. 1 of 4.
We've got friends. 1 of 4 button. So I press down.
All. Combo box. 2 of 4.
Down again.
Style 83. Currently navigating menus. 1 of 1.
Okay.
At level
so,
2.
So I'm going to press
all. Down. Combo. Find someone button.
Press
1 of 4. Friends tab.
I'll go back to
1 online.
Tab.
2 of 8.
Pressing down
selected.
Again.
Party tab.
There's
3 of 8.
If you want to start
selected.
A party with other players.
Start a party to chat or play online. Need people to play with? Select
okay,
looking
so
for
the,
group. Choose a game. And then respond to posts that interest you.
So I press left arrow.
Start a party button.
Yeah, start a party button. I press right to go back to the tabs.
Party tab. 3 of 8. Selected.
Coming down again.
Achievements tab. 4 of 8. Selected.
Okay, this is the achievements. So I press left.
See my achievements button.
Okay, save my achievements button, pressing right.
Achievements tab, 4 of 8, selected.
Guide on 4 of 8, pressing down.
Messages tab, 5 of 8, selected. It's quiet in here. Start a conversation with someone by sending them a message.
Okay, so I press left.
New conversation button.
There's the new conversation button. I'm pressing right.
Messages tab, 5 of 8.
Coming down again.
Notification tab.
Notifications.
2 new notifications.
Oh,
6 of 8.
New notifications.
Selected.
So I'm going to press left, all right?
1 H ago, achievements, 2 notifications, view details, 1 of 2, press X to dismiss button.
Okay, so I'm going to press X to dismiss. I press down again.
1 H ago, channel 9, ready to start, launch, 2 of 2, press X to dismiss button.
Yep, I installed the channel 9 app here in Australia and it's not accessible, so I actually uninstalled it. So I'm going to press right.
Notification tab, 2 new notifications,
so notifications
6 of 8,
6 of
selected.
8. So back to notifications, so I press down again.
Settings tab, 7 of 8, selected.
Okay, here's settings. Of course, settings is to change quite a lot of things, and I'll go into settings in another demo, but I will go into and show you ease of access in this particular demo. So I'm going to press down again.
Multitasking tab, 8 of 8,
and
selected.
Multitasking tab is where you can set up that if you press the Xbox button on the controller twice, you can snap between the two currently running apps, i.e. your home screen and the other app. So if I press left arrow down on the multitasking.
Snap an app.
So it says snap an app. If I press down arrow.
ABC News, 1 of 16.
So I can choose ABC News and there's other items up to number 16 depending on what I've got installed currently. So I'm going to press up.
Snap an app.
And I'm going to go back to the right.
Multitasking tab, 8 of 8, selected.
And I'm going to press right arrow again.
Home window, on now.
And now I'm back to
store,
home.
Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Now, I haven't double-checked this, but if you're not using Snap to an app, if I press the Xbox One button twice.
Friends tab, 2 of 8, selected.
Okay, I've gone straight to the guide, right, which is really handy. If I press the Xbox One button again.
Home window, on now. Store, recently played section button.
Okay, I'm back to
1 of 1.
Right, and of course you can also use the triggers left and right to jump to the top and the bottom of guide. I'm going to press the Xbox button again twice.
Guide for Groovy or Comet 50 window, friends tab, 2 of 8, selected.
So I press the right trigger.
Settings tab, 7 of 8.
So it's taking me down to settings, I'm going to press down arrow.
Multitasking tab,
the multitasking.
8 of 8,
if I press
selected.
The left trigger.
Sign in tab, 1 of 8,
that's the first
selected.
There.
One signed in.
All right, so I'm going to get to settings. I'm going to press the right trigger rather than going down arrow all the time.
Settings tab, 7 of 8,
and there's
selected.
Settings. So I'm going to select settings. All I'm going to do is press left arrow.
All settings button, 1 of 7.
As I'm going to do with the other options. Now, it currently said 1 of 7. The reason why it said that is because I've got my headphones, i.e. mixer, connected at the moment. So if you've got a headset installed, these are the options that you get under all settings. So I'm going to press down arrow.
On, headset mic. Toggle switch, 2 of 7.
Okay, that's the toggle the headset mic, down again.
Headset volume, 90%, slider, 3 of 7.
Okay, tooltip,
90.
And tooltip was 90, that's telling me what it is.
Headset chat mixer,
headset
slider
chat
at
mixer.
Game 40, chat 60, 4 of 7.
So that's
tooltip, move left to make the game louder.
Headset.
Move right to make chat louder.
Okay, so you can make the game louder or the voice chat louder. Down again.
Mic monitoring, 50%, slider, 5 of 7. Tooltip, 50.
Okay, that's mic monitoring. Down again.
Turn off console button, 6 of 7.
The rest of these options are the ones that you would have if you didn't have your headset or in my case my mixer plugged in. So let's turn off console. Press down again.
Restart console button, 7 of 7.
And restart console. All right. So I want to go to all settings, so I'm going to press up.
Turn off console button, 6
or,
of 7.
I'm just going to be lazy and press the left trigger. Now, interestingly, the left trigger doesn't work in this particular bit, so I'm going to press the up arrow key.
Mic monitoring, headset chat, headset volume on, headset all settings button, 1 of
so
7.
All settings, press
tooltip, 90. Settings window, ease of access, 11 of 11, selected.
Okay, now that was the last item that I was playing with in settings. So I'm just going to press the left trigger to jump to the top.
Connect and devices, 6 of 11,
so jump to
selected,
six. I'm going to press it again.
Account, 1 of 11,
and there we go.
Selected.
So I've now got account, 1 of 11, so account, if I press down arrow.
Personalization, 2 of 11, selected.
We've got personalization settings.
Network, 3 of 11, selected.
Network settings.
System, 4 of 11, selected.
System 4 of 11. Now again, in another demo, I'll go through in more detail each one of these particular items under settings.
Display and sound, 5 of 11, selected.
Okay, display and sound, 5 of 11.
Connect and devices, 6 of 11, selected.
And devices, 6 of 11.
Power and startup, 7 of 11, selected.
Power and startup, 7 of 11.
Preferences, 8 of 11,
preferences, 8 of 11.
Selected. TV and one guide,
TV
9 of 11,
guide,
selected.
8 of 11, and that's where I went and set up the live TV for my digital set-top box.
Disc and Blu-ray, 10 of 11,
disc and Blu-ray,
selected.
10 of 11.
Ease of access, 11 of 11,
and
selected.
Ease of access. So if I press right arrow now.
Narrator 1 of 5 button.
I've got narrator 1 of 5.
Magnifier 2 of 5 button.
Magnifier 2 of 5.
Closed captioning 3 of 5 button.
Closed captioning 3 of 5.
High contrast 4 of 5 button.
High contrast 4 of 5. Now I'm probably going to be sure about this one if I press right arrow again. It's not going to talk because it's underneath it, so I can press down arrow. And it's not going to work, so I've got to get back to the beginning of the row.
Closed caption, magnifier, narrator 1 of 5
and
button.
And I can press down arrow.
Button mapping 5 of 5
and
button.
There's button mapping, as in remap the buttons on the controller itself. Now let me just show you a couple of things in narrator itself while we're here. So I'm going to press up arrow.
Narrator 1 of 5 button.
And I'm going to press the A button to select it.
Check narrator on checkbox. Narrator is a
now,
screen reader that reads text, buttons, and other items on your screen out loud. Narrator works best with a keyboard. Some things may not be read with a controller.
Okay, so that was basically telling you about the fact that it's a narrator, it's a screen reader, and it works best also with a keyboard plugged in. Now, rule number one at the moment is this recording. If you uncheck that, you will not be able to get narrator back by all the different types of shortcuts that I'll mention in a moment to turn narrator on and off. It will not work as long as this tick box is off. All right, so don't press it. Otherwise, you'll have to get cytosins to get narrator back on again. Okay, so basically leave it alone. I'm going to press the right arrow key.
Narrator options button, 1 of 3. Adjust the speed of narrator.
So narrator options at the moment is adjust the speech rate of narrator, which I'll do in a minute. If I press down arrow.
Controller shortcuts button, 2 of 3. Learn the shortcuts for accessing and adjusting narrator using your controller.
Okay, that's the controller shortcuts, i.e. when you're using the controller. Press down again.
Keyboard shortcuts button, 3 of 3. Learn the shortcuts for accessing and adjusting narrator using your keyboard.
Okay, and that's keyboard shortcuts. I'll just show you each one of those, but let's do the first one first.
Control narrator options button, 1 of 3. Adjust the speed of narrator.
So I'm going to select that with A button.
Speed. Slider at 10. Move the slider up to increase speed and down to decrease speed.
So it's currently at 10, so I'm going to press up.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, now let me just see if I press the right trigger, what happens. Nothing. Okay, so I'm going to press down arrow.
19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. 11, 10.
Now, the reason why I'm pressing this not too fast in some ways is because sometimes if I press it too quickly, I lose speech with narrator. So I've learned to be a little bit more patient when I'm using the controller.
9, 8.
So I'm just pressing down arrow.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh dear. All right, let me press up to go back to 10.
1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, let me press the B button to go back.
Check narrator on checkbox. Narrator is a screen reader that reads text,
okay,
buttons,
so
and other items on your screen
box,
out
so
loud. Narrator options button, 1 of 3.
And down.
Controller shortcuts button. 2 of 3.
And this will give us information.
Learn the shortcuts for accessing and adjusting narrator using your controller.
So if I press the magic A button to activate it.
To start narrator, hold the Xbox button until the controller vibrates, Then press the menu button. To stop narrator, press these buttons again. Or, you can start narrator with your voice using Kinect or a headset mic by saying, "Hey Cortana, turn on narrator." One of one.
Okay, so basically it was giving us information about toggling narrator on and off via the Xbox controller, i.e. Xbox plus menu, toggle on and off, or using Hey Cortana with a headset and then saying, "Hey Cortana, turn narrator off," or "Hey Cortana, turn narrator on." I'll show you the keyboard shortcut in a minute. So that's enough of that one. So if I'm going to press B to go back.
To start narrator, hold the Xbox button, check narrator on checkbox. Narrator is a screen reader that reads text, buttons, and other narrator options button, one of three.
And press it
adjust
again.
The controller short keyboard shortcuts
and
button,
here we are on
three
keyboard
of three.
Shortcuts. If I press
learn the
A
shortcuts
button.
For act to turn on narrator. Press the Windows logo key plus enter. Press them again to stop. Caps lock and up slash down arrow, switch between reading modes. Caps lock and left slash right arrow, move to previous slash next item. Windows logo key, go home. Double tap Windows logo key, open guide. One of two. Non-selected.
Okay, the other one said one of one. This one said two of two. I press the right arrow key.
Caps lock and plus slash minus key, decrease or increase voice speed. Windows logo key plus X, open power menu. Windows logo key plus V, view button. Windows logo key plus M, menu button. Two of two. Non-selected.
Okay, so quite a lot of keyboard shortcuts there. And the main one, of course, being the Windows key plus enter to toggle narrator on and off using the QWERTY keyboard that you plug in via USB. And of course, the caps lock key plus up and down to select your item that you want to move by, and then left or right with the caps lock key to move by that item, etc., etc. Okay, so I'm going to come out of there by pressing the B button.
Check narrator on checkbox. Narrator is a screen reader that reads text. Narrator one of five button.
And I'm going to press B button again.
Home window. Home section. One of four.
Okay, and
selected.
Back to the home section. All right, now while I'm here, I might as well just finish off in showing you the way the My Games and Apps is organized. Okay, now we've landed on the home section. I'm going to press the down arrow.
On now. Settings. Recently played section
that's
button.
So
one of one.
On settings. So if I now press the right arrow key.
My Games and Apps.
My Games,
my Games and Apps section button.
And
one of one.
Press A button.
Games and Apps window. Games. Nine items. One of five. Selected.
Okay, so I'm one of five. So the first one is games, and I've got nine games at the moment. If I press the down arrow.
Apps. 28 items. Two of five. Selected.
Okay, apps. I've got 28 that I've been trying out for accessibility, most of which didn't work. Press down again.
Ready to install. One item. Three of five.
So this
selected.
Is ready to install, and I've got one item to install. So down again.
Updates. Four of five. Selected.
These where you get updates. Press down again.
Q, 5 of 5. Selected.
And I don't have any items queued waiting to be installed. So if I press up to go
updates,
back to apps.
Ready to install. Apps. 28 items. 2 of 5.
And I press right
selected.
Arrow.
ABC iView. App item. 1 of 28.
So 1 of 28.
Non-selected.
And of course they're in a grid pattern again. So ABC iView, which unfortunately wasn't accessible here in Australia, as in didn't work with speech. Pressing right arrow.
ABC News. App
ABC
item,
News,
2 of 28,
one, that
selected.
Started playing ABC News directly, so I don't know if there's any navigation elements in it, but it certainly could start playing the channel. So pressing right again.
Achievements, app item,
achievements,
3 of 28, selected. Audio CD player, app
audio
item,
CD player
4 of 28, selected.
On, see if it works. And then that's as far as I can go on this rise if I go down arrow.
Crackle, app item, 8 of 28. Selected.
So I won't go through the rest of them. Let me just press left arrow to go back.
Cortana, cartoon move, Blu-ray player, apps, 28 items,
so back to
2 of 5. Selected.
Up.
Games, 9 items,
games,
course, 1 of 5.
As far as I know
selected.
At the moment, there are no Xbox One games that are accessible, but here's the ones that my boys have been playing and also some of my friends.
Dirt Rally,
so let's
game
right
item,
Dirt
1
Rally.
Of 9.
And I've got 9, so
non-selected. Forza Motorsport 5,
game,
Goat Simulator,
game,
Minecraft, Xbox, Project Cars,
Project Cars,
Rocket League registered
Rocket
trademark,
League.
Game item, 6 of 9,
and that's
selected.
6 in this particular row, so if I press down, we should get to 9.
Trove, game item, 9 of 9, selected.
Yep, Trove, pressing left.
The Pinball Arcade,
Pinball Arcade.
Skate 3,
Skate
game
3.
Games, 9 items, 1 of 5.
So I'll go back to the right.
Skate 3,
press up.
Game, Dirt Rally,
the
game item,
item,
1 of 9,
games again.
Selected.
So pressing left.
Games, 9 items, 1 of 5.
Okay, so that's basically the way that the games are organized so you can view them. And, of course, if I press B. Oops.
Home window, my games and apps, my games and apps section button. 1 of 1.
I've come out of there. Now, of course, you can also press the Xbox home button to come out of games as well. So if I go back in there with A.
Games and apps window, games, 9 items, 1 of 5.
So I'm pressing
selected.
B to go back. I'm just going to press the home button.
Home window, on now. Games and apps. Recently played
so
section button.
Back to the home screen as well. If I press the B button again now from the home screen.
Games and apps window. Games. 9 items.
Back to
1 of 5.
Apps.
Selected.
Press B again.
Home window. On now.
I've gone back to the
games
home
and apps. Recently played section button. 1
right,
of 1.
So just to finish off, if I hold down the Xbox button. And then
dialogue.
Wait for it to read.
What do you want to
just
do?
Can hear what it says again.
Close button. Move up for more options. Press the view button for magnifier. Press the menu button to turn off narrator.
Okay, so I'm going to press the up arrow.
Turn console off button.
So it says turn one
of two.
Off, and it said 1 of 2 if I press right arrow.
Turn controller off button.
Turn controller off.
2 of 2.
Okay, so I'm going to press left arrow.
Turn console off button.
And if I press the A button,
one.
I'll just hit a sound from the Xbox. And it's actually turned the Xbox off. And of course, basically, once you've set the device up, it's basically on standby mode. So if I wanted to wake up the Xbox again now to start using it, I could just press the Xbox button in until it vibrates. I'll show you not vibrates, makes a sound.
Home window, ABC News, recently played section button. 1 of 1. ABC News. Recently played section button. Notification from system. Hi David. You're signed in.
Okay, so that's the notification from the Xbox saying that I'm automatically signed in, which is actually very nifty, particularly for my boys that want to play the games all the time. And of course, turn off again. I'm just going to hold the Xbox button in, and this time it'll vibrate rather than making a sound. And I'm not going to wait for it to talk. I'm going to press
home section, 1 of 4,
okay.
Selected. Dialogue.
And pressing up.
Turn console off button.
And pressing A button. And it's off. So that completes this first demo of the Xbox One. So in the next demo, I'm going to go through a more extensive look at the settings item under the guide. Then we'll have a look at purchasing content in the store. Look at using Narrator with the QWERTY keyboard rather than the controller. And then I might give you a demo of using Cortana on the Xbox. Now, for that particular demo, I'm going to have to take the mixer out and put my headset in, but you'll definitely be able to hear what it sounds like through the speakers on my home entertainment system. And then I'm going to finish off by giving you some observations of using Narrator with the Xbox One. So that completes this fairly lengthy demo. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've really liked doing this demo on the Xbox One. I think Microsoft's done a fantastic job. I know there's a developer update coming out for the Xbox One, which does have some accessibility improvements, and I look forward to bringing that for you after I do the second demo about delving more into the Xbox One with Narrator. So, as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.